Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Mahayuti government has worked relentlessly for development of Marathwada region, holds rallies in Nanded and Akola in Maharashtra to garner support for upcoming assembly polls. Election campaign in full swing in Jharkhand. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi hold rallies to woo voters. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar calls for investment in education sector, says it is the most impactful way to serve society. 7 Indian institutions secure place in top 100 of QS World University Rankings Asia 2025. Indian artists Ricky Kedge and Anushka Shankar nominated for 67th Grammy Awards, and Pankaj Advani clinches World Billiards Championship title in Doha. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today said that the Mahayuti government has worked relentlessly for the development of Marathwada region of Maharashtra. Addressing a rally in Nanded, Mr. Modi said that in the last 2.5 years, the Marathwada region has seen investment of more than 80,000 crore rupees. He highlighted 11 irrigation projects in the region.
मराठवाड़ क्षेत्र में 80,000 करोड़ रुपए का निवेश हुआ है इससे रोजगार के हजारों नए अवसर तैयार हुए हैं दिल्ली मुंबई इंडस्ट्रियल कॉरिडोर इस क्षेत्र को नई पहचान दे रहा है रेल कोच फैक्ट्री और लॉजिस्टिक पार्क ने यहां विकास के नए द्वार खोले हैं
He also emphasized key developments like the Delhi-Mumbai Industrial Corridor, Rail Coach Factory, Logistic Park, Samriddhi Highway, Shakti Peeth Expressway and new flights from Nanded to Delhi and Adampur, expressing confidence in the creation of numerous local employment opportunities. The Prime Minister also accused Congress for playing politics on OBC and said they are trying to eliminate the identity of OBC and dividing them into different castes.
कांग्रेस को ये बर्दाश्त नहीं हो रहा है कि पिछले 10 वर्षों से देश में एक ओबीसी प्रधानमंत्री है वो सबको साथ लेकर चल रहा है इसलिए वो ओबीसी की पहचान खत्म करके अलग अलग जातियों में बांटने का खेल खेल रही है
Earlier, PM Modi addressed an election rally in Vidarbh region at Akola, highlighting the importance of irrigation projects in Vidarbh. He said that the central government has given a boost to industry and infrastructure for cotton cultivators by laying the foundation stone of textile park in Amravati. We have a report from our Mumbai correspondent.
Union Minister Nitin Gadkari campaigned in Wardha today. Chief Minister Eknath Shinde addressed an election rally in Parbhani for Shiv Sena candidates and reiterated that the Mukhya Mantri Majhi Ladki Bahin Yojana would not be stalled. Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis in Chandrapur promised that the Mahayuti government would provide complete loan waivers to farmers if re-elected to power. Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar addressed rallies in various assembly constituencies in Pune and Sangli districts. On the other hand, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed a rally in Tivasa in Amravati, where he criticized the BJP of indulging in separatism politics. NCP SP Supremo Sharad Pawar addressed election rallies in Hingoli, Bid and Ashti. Shiv Sena UBT leader Uddhav Thackeray addressed rallies in Hingoli and Loha. With Ankita Apte, Devapriya Bhattacharji, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
In our series of constituency profiles, tonight we take a look at Usmanabad Assembly constituency in Dharashiv district of Maharashtra. This election marks the first assembly contest since the Shiv Sena split, setting up a direct Shiv Sena versus Shiv Sena face-off in the constituency. A report.
शिवसेना उद्धव बाळासाहेब ठाकरे एज पार्ट ऑफ महाविकास आघाडी अलायन्स हॅज रिनॉमिनेटेड द सिटिंग MLA कैलास पाटील. मीन वाईल महायुती हॅज फिल्डेड अजित पिंगळे एज शिवसेना कॅन्डिडेट. द कंटेस्ट इन्क्लुड्स देवदत्त मोरे फ्रॉम महाराष्ट्र नवनिर्माण सेना अँड प्रणित डिकले फ्रॉम वंचित बहुजन आघाडी, मेकिंग इट अ कॉम्पिटेटिव्ह 4-way रेस. धाराशिव डिस्ट्रिक्ट हॅज बीन डिक्लेअर्ड ॅस्पिरेशनल डिस्ट्रिक्ट बाय नीती आयोग. 374,000 voters of the constituency will shape the outcome for 12 candidates. The key issues in constituency are drinking water scarcity, irrigation, employment opportunities and agriculture pricing. Samarjit Thakur, Akashwani, Chhatrapati Sambhajinagar.
In Jharkhand, election campaigning is in full swing. Leaders of both the NDA and INDIA blocs are making whirlwind tours across the state to woo voters in favor of their party candidates. Addressing an election meeting at Chhatarpur in Palamu, senior BJP leader Amit Shah accused Congress leader Rahul Gandhi of being anti-OBC, anti-Dalit and anti-tribal.
हमारे संविधान में कहीं पर भी धर्म के आधार पर आरक्षण का स्थान नहीं. एक कांग्रेस पार्टी पिछड़ा वर्ग, दलित और आदिवासी का आरक्षण काटकर मुसलमानों को आरक्षण देना चाहती है.
Mr. Shah also held a roadshow this evening at Jamshedpur. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi criticized BJP tax policies and accused its leadership of favoring capitalists over the poor. Addressing an election meeting at Baghmara in Dhanbad, Mr. Gandhi said, "Only the constitution can protect the interests of the poor and Dalits."
अंबेडकर जी ने, गांधी जी ने, इन सब ने आपको संविधान दिया, और आज अगर गरीबों की कोई रक्षा करता है, किसानों की कोई चीज रक्षा करती है, मजदूरों की, तो ये है हमारा संविधान. इस संविधान को कोई नहीं खत्म कर सकता है.
Meanwhile, addressing a rally at Vishrampur in Palamu, BJP President JP Nadda accused Chief Minister Hemant Soren of making false promises and cheating the people of the state. Criticizing the BJP, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren said his government has done a lot for the all-round development of Jharkhand.
जब तक डबल इंजन की सरकार थी, सारे योजनाएं कागज में ही बनता था और कागज में ही दम तोड़ देता था. और इसीलिए जब हम लोग सरकार बनाए तो हमने यही निर्णय लिया कि हम लोगों का सरकार रांची हेडक्वार्टर से नहीं, गांव से चलने वाला सरकार बनाएंगे.
Leaders of the RJD, AJSU and left parties have also addressed poll rallies in different parts of the state. Elections to the 81-member assembly will be held in two phases on the 13th and 20th of this month, while counting will take place on the 23rd of November. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today emphasized that research and innovation, in a sense, are key to the attainment of the goal of a developed nation. Addressing the fourth convocation ceremony of the National Institute of Technology in New Delhi today, Mr. Dhankar highlighted how high the country ranks in the field of research and innovation, which will define its prowess to the global community. The Vice President, Jagdeep Dhankar, also emphasized that investment in education is the most impactful way to serve society, as it enriches human resources and secures both our present and future.
Education is service to society, and the best way to pay back to the society is to invest in education. Investment in education is investment in human resource, investment in our present, investment in our future.
Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that a target has been set for public sector banks to lend 5.75 lakh crore rupees to MSMEs for this financial year. The minister was speaking at the National MSME Cluster Outreach Programme organised by SIDBI in Bengaluru. The finance minister said the public sector banks' lending to MSMEs grew by 9.2% as against 25% by private banks and 39% by NBFCs. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. 7 Indian institutions have secured a place in the top 100 of the QS World University Rankings Asia 2025. India is home to 2 universities in the top 50 and 7 in the top 100, with the Indian Institute of Technology IIT Delhi leading at 44th place. The Ministry of Education said in a statement that this edition of highlights India's impressive upward trajectory in higher education across the continent. IIT Bombay is ranked 48th, while IIT Madras, IIT Kharagpur, the Indian Institute of Science, IIT Kanpur and the University of Delhi are the other Indian institutes in the top 100, showcasing India's robust academic standing. The chairperson of Commission for Air Quality Management convened a meeting in New Delhi today to review the progress and effectiveness of the actions being implemented under the Graded Response Action Plan to tackle air pollution. The meeting was attended by the Chief Secretary of Delhi and senior officials from key departments and agencies of Delhi government. During the meeting, it was strongly reiterated that all relevant departments, authorities and agencies are required to strictly implement the directions issued by the Commission in its letter and spirit. The Kartarpur Sahib corridor between India and Pakistan has completed 5 years today. The corridor leads to the Gurudwara Sri Kartarpur Sahib in Narowal district of Pakistan, where the first Sikh Guru, Guru Nanak Dev Ji, spent the last 18 years of his life. The corridor was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on 9th of November 2019 at Dera Baba Nanak in Gurudaspur on the occasion of the 550th Prakash Parab of Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji. Lakhs of devotees have visited this historical Gurudwara over the past 5 years. In a bid to enhance tourism and improve regional connectivity, Andhra Pradesh government has introduced a new seaplane service. The initiative, named Sky Meets Sea, connects the cities of Vijayawada and Srishailam. A report.
The Andhra Pradesh government inaugurated its seaplane service Sky Meets Sea, connecting Vijayawada and Srisailam. The event was attended by Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Chandrababu Naidu and Union Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu. Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister Ram Mohan Naidu stated that measures are underway to enhance seaplane connectivity to Indian islands, aiming to boost tourism. He also expressed confidence in expanding these services. Chief Minister Chandrababu Naidu said that the state government is focusing on developing Andhra Pradesh coastline to create jobs and economic opportunities. He highlighted plans to integrate seaplane services with existing airports to enhance transportation. As part of the inaugural event, both leaders took a flight on seaplane. Special arrangements were made at Punnami Ghat Jetty in Vijayawada and Patala Ganga in Srisailam for the service. Sai Sistla, Akasamani News, Vijayawada.
The world-famous Pushkar Fair started today with the flag-hoisting ceremony near Ajmer in Rajasthan. Hundreds of domestic and foreign tourists have reached Pushkar to witness this fair, which will continue till 15th of November. More from our correspondent.
The entire Pushkar town, including the only Brahma temple of the country, is shining with colorful lights these days. Special decorations have been done at the ghats and main markets of the Pushkar. Deep Dan was performed on 52 ghats of the Pushkar Sarovar and Maha Aarti was performed on the 7 ghats this evening. A series of competitions for domestic and foreign tourists has also started, which will continue till the finale of the fair. Many famous artists of the country will perform in the fair during the next 7 days. In view of the fair, special security arrangements have been made in the entire town and surrounding areas. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashvani News, Jaipur.
Prominent Indian musicians Ricky Kej and Anushka Shankar have earned Grammy nominations for the 67th Grammy Awards. Ricky Kej, a 3-time Grammy winner, received his 4th Grammy nomination for his album Break of Dawn in the Best New Age Ambient or Chant Album category. Anushka Shankar, renowned sitarist and composer, was also nominated in the same category. India's Pankaj Advani has won IBSF World Billiards Championship 150 Up format title. He defeated England's Robert Hall in the final clash of the tournament at Doha in Qatar this afternoon. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Mahayuti government has worked relentlessly for development of Marathwada region, holds rallies in Nanded and Akola in Maharashtra to garner support for the upcoming assembly polls. Election campaign in full swing in Jharkhand. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi hold rallies to woo voters. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar calls for investment in education sector. Seven Indian institutions secure place in top 100 of QS World University Rankings Asia 2025. Indian artists Ricky Cage and Anushka Shankar nominated for 67th Grammy Awards. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.